You are listening to a podcast by Reverend Didi Arikakith.
Do you know where this clip is from? Okay, so some of you guys have seen it. It's from the 1989 movie Dead Poets Society. It is one of my favorite goodbyes on film, which is why I wanted to incorporate it with Paul's goodbye to Timothy and my goodbye to you. In the clip, Mr. Keating, Robin Williams, had to leave the school. Leaving was sad, but there was a triumph in his leaving. Not because they were reciting a bit from Walt Whitman's poem, not because the guys were standing on the table, which is super awesome, and you have to watch the whole film to figure out why, but he left with his integrity. Timothy's O Captain, My Captain, was Paul.
His mentor, Paul writes in tonight's scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 22 through 26, on how to live his days. Essentially, the faithful are called to a life of holiness. Being a vessel of honor means letting go of dishonorable things. Thomas Oden, a professor at Drew Seminary, described it as, rekindling of these graces will extinguish the corruptions. I like that imagery. Not just because we have this flame hanging off the cross in the Methodist Church, but that tending to one fire will allow the other to burn out. When you spend your time and effort pursuing righteousness, faith, love, and peace, you don't have time for naive passions of the flesh or stupid, senseless controversies that breed quarrels. That second part, Wesley describes as the peace in Christ, which is in unity with all true believers. We're not to live isolated, but in a community that shares the clean heart and call to be holy, letting go of those ungodly things of life. Together, you are an army, a support, a power to change the world in Christ's name. So don't do it with a heavy hand, but do it with gentleness. The first week in our sermon series on Timothy, we talked about love. Paul's filio and storge love for Timothy, brotherly and a mentor-like love. Last week, it was faithfulness that I asked you to put in your treasure boxes. And this week, Paul gives you one sentence, like a professor gives you one question in six parts. But he starts off his point with righteousness, integrity, honest, morality, God's code. Pause here for a moment. It is worth being first, and so it should be worth being talked about. Over the course of my life, I have been asked to do things that compromise my core. There was a student I advised who asked me to lie about community service hours she did not complete. There was a couple who asked me to perform a wedding that night without knowing them or knowing what this marriage might be for them. I never regret the times I seek to be righteous, even if it has meant less money, less power, or even less prestige. Mr. Keating, better to leave with integrity than to stay having compromised yourself. There once was a king who had no heirs. And so he held this contest to see who was going to be fit enough to rule the kingdom after he died. And he gave everyone who stepped up for this duty a seed, a simple seed to plant. And in 1 year, he would know who was right to rule. There were knights and landowners and chief council and lords who sought after to get these seeds. Now, many went about bragging about how well their tree was growing. Some had put some security and private detail so no one could tamper with these wonderful trees. And people were boasting about their knowledge, about how great they could raise a plant and how great their rule would be. But there was one knight who couldn't get anything to grow, and he was embarrassed. He was embarrassed to show his seed and his non-existing plant to his friends, to his family. He did not know how he could face everyone in town, let alone the king, with his nothing. as he approached everyone because they knew he had taken a seed, he came forward in front of the king and said, "King, I tried, but I could not get anything to grow." The king looked out at these beautiful plants and the foliage from them and the fruits, and he looked at this pile of nothing this knight came forward with, and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I boiled the seeds. None of them could grow. Only one man out of many had the courage and integrity to tell the truth. And only one man has the courage and integrity to rule this kingdom after I die." Negatively rebuking people, judging, stirring up controversies, even when you think you're acting in the right, may not be the healthiest way to live. It will take a lot of energy. What will you gain from it? Use your energies to live a life of integrity. To live a life of righteousness. Be kindly to everyone, patient and gentle when correcting, if that's what you need to do. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, and most of all, find a community who also loves the Lord to help you live your life this way.